Lindsay, our resident animal lover.
Yes. I love this story so much. There was a woman who was making the news because she has a pet alligator named Rambo that she dresses in clothes. He rides around in like a little baby carrier on her stomach when she takes him out. And she kisses him, takes all kinds of pictures with him. She lives in Florida. And she's, I guess, being threatened to have Rambo taken away because she doesn't have 2.5 acres. That's the legal limit that you have to have an alligator, I suppose. But Rambo's special needs. He, I guess, came to this woman when... I don't know what his background is, but he, I guess, was mistreated before he came to her. And so he has this sensitivity where he can't be in sunlight. So she has to dress him to keep him warm and such. And there's petitions going on about this Rambo the alligator, like, help Mary keep Rambo the alligator. He suffers sensitivity. She calls him a special needs alligator.
All right, so this is this light sensitive alligator who's uh-huh. in a shawl and sunglasses on this woman's chest in an Infantino baby carrier.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a pro wrestler.
This story just keeps getting more and more Florida.
I know.
Rambo's a mama's boy too, man.
Dude, well, look, hold on. Now, you just because you have dressed up something kind of like a baby mm-hmm. and are treating it like a baby, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean it's not an alligator. So,
right.
And these are the same alligators that like drag children off golf courses and stuff. But, so what's the difference here?
Dude, I don't know if it's just his upbringing or what, but Rambo is like this docile alligator. He knows how to give kisses. He obeys 70 commands. He's potty trained.
This is a nature versus nurture.
This is ridiculous. But he's getting to be 6 feet long, like tail included. So they're threatening to take him away. And there's all kinds of petitions, like I said, they're just saying keep Rambo and Mary together.
You know what? Keep Rambo and Mary together because at some point Rambo's going to
eat Mary.
Going to become, yeah, the gator. And if Mary wants to live her life that way, that's fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she shouldn't let him play with other baby pets. Toy poodles and whatnot. No.
But she does a lot of good work with him. All of the proceeds when she takes him out to charitable events, she donates 100% of them to various charities. I just like this.
Yeah, why don't you marry her?
Okay, probably so. huge news from SeaWorld yesterday. They announced that they are discontinuing their orca breeding program. There will be no more orcas after this generation
that's
currently trapped up in tiny tanks.
Is there any way to make SeaWorld right with you?
Nope.
Okay.
No, unless they free the whales that are currently in captivity that are suffering.
So the
right
fact
now.
That
the only SeaWorld you want to go to is the ocean.
Right.
You'll never be okay with like a zoo or an aquarium or any of that sort of thing.
No. And the thing is a lot of them hang their hats on doing good work, rehab work and such. And I do appreciate that, but I don't understand why it can't solely be like rescuing, rehab, that kind of stuff.
What about just like random Joe that's got goldfish in bowl at home? Is he okay or is that not cool for fish for you?
You're going to think I'm such a tree hugger, but the thing is I just don't like the making of money off of animals. So whoever sold the goldfish to them, they're profiting off of that. I don't like that.
All right,
I
right
just
on.
Don't. So anyway, and then finally there's Mummy Puppy. A puppy was found completely mummified and intact. 70 to 80% intact is the brain of this puppy. It was, I guess, 12,400 years old. Scientists think that it was running around, got caught in an avalanche, and immediately froze to death. But it's been extremely well preserved.
What is that in dog years?